Sometimes life is hard, and you just need someone to talk to. Someone who's been there and understands.
That it's about overcoming.
Inspiring others to be brave.
Friendship.
Faith.
Being real.
And living beautifully whole.
So kick back and spend some time with the girls on the Big Blue Couch. Hey, welcome back to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show. We're your coaches, Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley, and we have a fun topic today, don't we, Rachel?
We do.
It's actually called Social Media and Your Mood.
It is.
So
sounds like a deep topic, but it's actually going to be a fun one.
It's not that deep, but it is important.
It is very important. So everyone seems to be on social media these days. It could be Facebook is your thing. It could be Twitter. It could be, I don't know, there's probably all kinds of other ones we don't even know about. That
every week there's something
there's
new.
There's something new happening on social media, and it really can be a great tool that can be bring people across continents together in moments. And actually, I found my oldest brother through social media. I have a half-brother that I didn't know where he was for a really long time, and I found him through social media. So it can be a great tool that brings families together, brings friends together. But let's be honest, it can really contribute to some problems in your life if you are not intentional. That's not even a word.
Intentional.
If you are not intentional about how you use your social media tools. So let's talk about some ways that social media affects your mood and what you can do about it.
Okay, well, we've got three ways that social media affects your attitude. And the first one is that social media affects your level of happiness. Have you ever felt that? I know you have.
I have. But that's why I'm really selective about what I see on my Facebook feed, because I know this. But the funny thing is, this isn't just stuff we're pulling out of thin air. This is actual studies that have happened. Yep.
There's actually a study from the University of Michigan. They collected data specifically about Facebook users, not any other social media outlet, just Facebook users. And they were collecting data about how Facebook correlated with their mood.
Okay.
And what they found is that the more avid Facebook users were overall more unhappy than those who used Facebook less.
That is so telling on so many levels, I think. Mm-hmm.
They also found that over more time, those avid users reported lower satisfaction in their lives overall.
So it seems to just get worse?
Yes.
Wow.
And, you know, I think for you and I, like, I look at all the training that we've had to use Facebook correctly for business and to really just make our community online what it is.
Right.
And the communities that we've been a part of online. And sometimes I sit there and I think, well, I don't feel like my level of happiness is always completely affected by Facebook. But then I look at some of the people that have maybe been toxic friends and how I have to block what I see from them, or it does affect my level of happiness.
Right, absolutely. There are, I mean, we're pretty intentional about who we follow and what we like on social media, and that makes our Facebook stream or Twitter stream or whatever, it kind of makes it happier. It makes it not so fearful. But if you don't filter that kind of stuff, I mean, you can come up with all kinds of, I mean, we even have friends that we know of that maybe are a little more fear-based in some of the words that they use, or maybe the articles that they share. And it's just amazing to me how much a Facebook feed or how much a Twitter feed can affect your mood. And the really surprising thing for me is that it gets worse and worse.
It does.
The more time you spend on there, the more years you spend on there, just dwelling on all of these things you see, unless reality changes.
It does, unless you put up some boundaries that we'll share with you in a moment. But I find it interesting that you use the word fear, because that's actually the second effect of social media, is that social media affects not only your level of happiness, but also your level of fear and anxiety.
Oh, absolutely. And we know this too. Even before there was social media, they talked about a lot, just media in general, whether it was TV or radio or whatever it was you were watching. If you spent a lot of time watching, you know, even the nightly news all the time, or all of the different talk radio programs, whether we'd like to admit it or not, a lot of those places spread fear. They spread a lot of things that are maybe kind of truth, but twisted a little bit to sell a story. And you are absolutely affected by those things.
You are. And the thing is, I mean, when your news feed is filled with articles about increased murders, burglaries, accidents in your community, accidents in the country, ISIS. I mean, all these other things.
Political things. There's right now, there's a big political race that's kind of gearing up for our presidential
race. What the government might be up to secretly, what they might not be up to secretly. I mean, all these conspiracy theorists.
Right.
I mean, if you start seeing articles like that, you start to become afraid of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I found. You actually have to consider the source of the article.
So true.
Because there are different websites out there that constantly post these fear-based articles about doomsday type things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people who share it thinking it's real news.
Right, because we do have the freedom of speech in this country, so that means we need to be we need to be doing our research about what we're sharing online and whether or not things are actually based on truth or they're based on somebody's interpretation of an event. And
and when you become afraid of all that, suddenly you forget that you are capable of being brave and courageous.
Right, exactly.
And instead, your brain just goes crazy thinking about all the things that could go wrong.
We also seem to forget then, too, that God still has it under control.
Yes.
Not only do we lose complete control of ourselves, but we seem to forget that God is still in control.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we haven't completely lost everything. We don't have to lose our heads yet.
Right.
Because God is still in control of what is going on, no matter what is happening in our earthly kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
God's still in control of all of that. And I think when you're spreading fear and anxiety on your social media, that's one of the things that goes right out the window, along with our common sense.
Yes. Which brings us to our third thing. Social media affects not only your happiness or your level of fear and anxiety, it also affects your confidence.
This is so true.
Love what you just said, because we don't have it in our notes that it's your confidence even in God.
Mm-hmm.
But just on a self-confidence level.
Yep.
It affects it. There was actually a study done by researchers in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
They surveyed 50. They surveyed some users on Facebook in 2012.
Okay.
And 53% of them, actually, I'm not sure if it was Facebook or just social media in general, but 53% of them said social media changed their behavior.
Okay.
51% of those whose behavior was changed said it was in a negative way because of a decline in confidence. And that really comes from comparing yourself.
Right. That is crazy, because that means only 2% of them who said their behavior had changed, only 2% of them said it was changed for positive.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a very good percentage.
No. No. And think about it. I mean, I've heard Stephen Furtick say a lot of times that you're watching people's highlight reel.
Yep, absolutely.
And I've heard other people say that. And it's the truth. I mean, we only post on Facebook most of the time. There are the Debbie Downers who complain about everything.
Oh, yes, who post everything horrible happening in
their
lives. Don't
be that person.
No.
If you're listening right now, don't do
that.
You're
spreading fear and panic, people. Stop doing that.
But when you sit there and you compare, okay, well, they're hanging out with so-and-so today. I must not have any friends and nobody likes me.
It's true.
Now all of a sudden you're confident. You're less confident in your friendships.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Like I said, it changes your reality.
It does.
Because all of a sudden we're thinking everybody else has this great life. What's the matter with me?
I know. And it really, unless you're intentional, it can really make you less confident.
Right. So speaking of being intentional, let's give our listeners some real life applications, because now they know why it's a problem.
Yes.
So let's help them be proactive about it. So first one is be intentional about who you follow on social media and what you look at. Seriously, nobody else cares what is coming up on your social media feed. So make it work for you. Follow people that inspire you, encourage you, and that you want to learn from.
Yes. And you know, there is this thing happening where, yes, Facebook changes their algorithms
all the time.
So what you like and what you comment on, what you follow, that will dictate what comes up in your newsfeed.
Yep.
So start being intentional about that. Don't just go liking some crazy article about all the doomsday things happening if you don't want that stuff coming up.
Right. Yeah, because Facebook does track the kind of things that you're liking on, commenting on, all of that. And that's going to change what you see on your Facebook feed. It's going to change what you see on the sides that pops up, because they want to put stuff in your newsfeed that they think you would enjoy seeing. Mm-hmm. And so make sure you're intentional about those things. So what is the second application tip, Mandy?
Okay, the second one is to unfollow the pages or the people that evoke fear, worry, doubt, and anxiety when you read their posts.
Oh, this is such a good one.
It
is. Sometimes it's family.
Yes.
Sometimes it's, you know, friendships that you don't want to cause a big old fight about because you unfriended them on Facebook.
Right.
Well, they have this really great feature called unfollow. And that's what it's for. Because you're still friends on Facebook. You still have the appearance of liking, you know, their page and everything that's happening there. But you don't have to see any of their stuff unless you go to their actual profile. You still have that option. You can go to their profile and double check what's been happening in their life if you want to. But you don't see it in your newsfeed anymore.
Right. If it's really bad and you, especially if you've had a relationship that is not good for you anymore, take it a step further and block them.
Because the thing that can happen, too, when you unfollow somebody, that doesn't mean you won't see their name come up if they're tagged in something that you're mutual friends with.
Right.
And so that's really why you're saying this, because sometimes you just have to take a season of your life where you don't maybe necessarily see anything about that person right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do that is to block somebody, because sometimes you can bunny trail down into somebody's profile and you just shouldn't spend a lot of time there.
Yes.
With certain situations. So the final one, which is, speaking of bunny trails, real life application tip number three is give yourself a time limit of how often you check your social media accounts and what you're doing when you are checking them.
That's a good one. How often are we aware?
Right. This is a great time management tip for one thing, because the first time you ever set a timer, you're going to be surprised at how long you were actually going to stay on. And we do not need to be on social media nearly as much as we usually are. So give yourself a time limit, whether it's, you know, 5 minutes every couple of hours, whether it's a long period of time in the evening, whatever it is, set a time limit. And that's going to help you not stay there too long.
Yes. And all of these tips and these boundaries should make your life happier.
Yes.
So you're not so affected in a negative way by social media.
Yep. So you can have more of the good benefits of social media instead of the negative.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank you so much for joining us for Real Talk. Stay tuned, because coming up next, we've got some great Walk by Faith tips and our weekly faith coaching segment.
Living beautifully whole requires skills. And Big Blue Couch Coaching has just what you need with monthly life coaching workshops designed just for you. For all the latest dates and details, visit www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com/workshops.
Hey everyone, it's Rachel. Welcome to Walk by Faith. Each Monday, we get to bring you a daily and weekly boost of faith and encouragement to help you be brave, overcome those obstacles in your life that are keeping you stuck, and live beautifully whole, inside and out. Today's scripture reference comes from Proverbs 31:10. A capable, intelligent, and virtuous woman, who is he who can find her? She is far more precious than jewels, and her value is far above rubies or pearls. Now, when you first hear that verse, I bet you're thinking, that has nothing to do with me. But today, I want to sound a battle cry that says, yes, it does. I want to challenge you to throw off the former things and reach for something new, because you have probably been stuck for far too long. I want to challenge you and what you know and believe about yourself and the woman that you were created to be. Because this verse in Proverbs does describe you. Because you are a daughter of the king. You are a princess. And it's time to wear that crown with dignity and hold your head up high. There is greatness inside of you. There is. You are already a woman of worth. You are worth far more than rubies and diamonds, and it's time that you started acting that way. It's time to awaken that beautiful, courageous woman God designed you to be. So stop looking outside of yourself and find the truth of who you really are. Stop thinking that this is the life that you were meant to live and it's always going to be this way. Stop believing that what other people say about you or to you defines who you are. Challenge those things that are keeping you stuck, and don't you dare live your life as ordinary. It's time to stir up that greatness inside of you. Because the truth is, God created you specifically for this time and place in history. He called you to a destiny, and He has designed work for you to do. Do you have a hard time seeing this vision for yourself? I know I do. So I get it. It's hard when our days consist of work and errands, raising children, being a wife, volunteering, and all those hats that we wear every single day. But busyness is not your destiny. Mediocrity is not your destiny. Purpose is your destiny. And it's time to claim it. It's time to change your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors. It's time to change your words and your attitudes and get them in alignment with the beautiful vision God has put over your life. Never doubt the influence that you have, the purpose you were designed for, and the importance of your passion and your dreams. Because these are what make you unique, and they're what are so greatly needed. So rise up, daughter of the King, because it's time to sound that battle cry. I want you to ask yourself these questions. Number one, what is my biggest struggle when it comes to self-worth? Number two, if I really believed that my life had a purpose, what would I do differently? And number three, what is one step I can take this week to start believing the truth that I am created with a purpose and I am worthy of my calling? The truth is that you are beautiful and worthy, faithful and loving, devoted and passionate, and worth far more than jewels. It's time to rise up and walk in your purpose. I am so honored to spend this time with you and help you take another step of faith. Make sure you take some time this week to meditate on this week's verse, the devotion, and the journal questions. Thank you so much for spending time with me, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Nate, and I'm one of the men in the den here at Big Blue Couch Coaching. Be sure to invite your friends to spend some time with us every Monday for the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show. You can listen on iTunes and Stitcher, or now watch us on YouTube. And as always, stay plugged in for all the latest coaching articles and free resources from the girls at www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com.
Hey, it's Rachel, and I want to thank you guys for spending time with us on the Big Blue Couch and listening to the girls on the Big Blue Couch Show. I want to leave you with your weekly truth statement. And your truth statement for this week is, I am a child of the King. My life has purpose and meaning. Make sure you take some time this week to write this truth statement down, post it in your home, and meditate on these words of truth. We want to thank you again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for hanging out with us on the Big Blue Couch. For all the latest updates, free resources, upcoming events, and coaching services, be sure to visit www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter for daily connection with the team. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Remember to tune in next week for more tips on living beautifully whole with the girls on the Big Blue Couch.